Okay, good early afternoon, members of the public and staff. This afternoon's zoning administrator meeting is being held at City of Sausalito Council Chambers at 420 Litho Street and is open to members of the public. Members of the public may also access this meeting and provide public comment through Zoom. With that, I will move to call roll. I am present as the zoning administrator, and as such, we can continue with the meeting. Moving on to next item of the agenda, that is public comments on items not on the agenda. This is the time for the administrator to hear from citizens regarding matters that are not on this agenda, except in very limited situations. State law precludes the administrator from taking action on or engaging in discussions concerning items of business that are not on the agenda. However, the administrator may refer matters not on the agenda to staff or direct that the subject be agendized at a future meeting. Video or audio public comment participation is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. If you'd like to make a comment, please raise your hand in person or in the Zoom application, and you will be called upon when it is your time to speak. If you're joining us from a phone today, please press star 9 to raise your hand. Each speaker will be notified when their time has elapsed. And let's just look to the Zoom application quickly for any raised hands. Look into the chamber for any raised hands. Items not on the agenda, seeing none. With that, I will close this item and move on to our next item, which is item three, our public hearing item. 3A is the only public hearing item we'll be hearing today. This is a public hearing for a minor use permit at 310 Drive to support up to five large temporary community events, including events such as the Sausalito Boat Show and Sausalito Crab Festival. Before I dig into details on the item being heard today, I'll do a brief summary of public hearing procedures and protocols. We'll start with the staff presentation. Associate Planner has joined us today. The zoning administrator will ask questions of staff following the staff presentation. There's an optional applicant presentation up to 15 minutes. Applicants can reserve that presentation time to rebut any comments provided in the public comment portion of the public hearing. The administrator, after that presentation, can ask questions of applicant. Then we go to our public comment period. That's then your rebuttal time after that period closes. And moving on to final action, zoning administrator discussion, deliberation, and decision. Okay, opening up the public hearing, Associate Planner Adam Blair has joined us today to present the item as staff. Associate Planner.
Thank you, Zoning Administrator Phillips, and good afternoon. I'm Adam Blair, Associate Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you this afternoon is an application requesting approval of a minor use permit to host up to five temporary community events as defined in the submitted application within a 12-month period at 310 Harbor Drive. Next slide. So the location for the proposed events will be at 310 Harbor Drive. The site map shows the four parcels which comprise of Clipper Yacht Harbor. The total area of these four parcels owned by Clipper Yacht Harbor is approximately 25.4 acres per Marin County Assessor data. The proposed events will be taking place on the easterly peninsula portion of APN 063-020-01, which is the large parcel in the middle. You could see the red arrow in the event area calling out that peninsula where the events will be held. That site is approximately 3 acres in size. The property has a general plan land use designation of Marin Ship Waterfront as it's located within the Marin Ship Overlay District. And the zoning district for these parcels is the W Waterfront Zoning District. Next slide. All right, project summary. So applicant Curtis Havel with Clipper Yacht Harbor on behalf of owner Clipper Yacht Company LLC is requesting approval of a minor use permit to host up to five temporary community events at 310 Harbor Drive within a 12-month period. These five temporary community events will be multi-day events, which anticipate more than 500 attendees per day. Examples of community events like this, which have been hosted by Clipper Yacht Harbor in the past, include the annual Sausalito Boat Show and the Sausalito Crab Festival. These community events would contribute to the preservation of Sausalito's unique maritime heritage and provide a platform to educate the community about Sausalito's maritime industry. Next slide. Okay, digging into the event layout. So again, that Easterly Peninsula is relatively flat and mostly undeveloped. It's 3 acres in size. For the proposed event layout, the layout proposes up to a total of 5 event tents, up to 27 tables, up to 4 food trucks for events which involve cooking or food preparation, and up to 7 portable restrooms, including accessible restrooms. It's worth noting that these 5 community events may vary a bit in terms of needs, so they may not have the maximum amount of tents or tables, food trucks, etc. That could vary. Staff is aware that alcoholic beverages will be served along with food at some of these proposed events, and staff is aware that the applicant will work to obtain the necessary permits from agencies such as the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control for these proposed events, which include alcohol beverage service. In terms of off-street parking, a total of 116 off-street parking spaces will be available to event attendees at Clipper Yacht Harbor. This includes 13 ADA compliant parking spaces. In addition, through a parking agreement with Marina Plaza Harbor, there will be an additional 212 off-street parking spaces available to event attendees. That area is noted in the top site plan. You can see the area shaded in blue just up above. That's where the parking, the additional 212 spaces are located. This includes 7 ADA compliant parking spaces. Next slide. So with that being said, staff recommends approval of this minor use permit since staff finds that the proposed temporary community events are in conformance with the criteria listed in Sausalito Municipal Code 10.58.050 and 10.44.310. The proposed events are of limited duration, involves use of a structure for events of limited duration, and do not propose permanent alterations such as grading or construction of accessory facilities. The proposed events are harmonious with the purposes and intent of the W Waterfront Zoning District, since these events promote Sausalito's maritime industry and heritage through family-friendly community events which highlight Sausalito's maritime industry and the waterfront. Finally, these proposed events will not be detrimental to public health, safety, or the general welfare of the city. Staff is aware that the site layout has been reviewed by a certified access specialist, and an ADA sign plan is in place to accommodate accessibility. And staff is aware that external permits shall be obtained through Marin County, Southern Marin Fire District, through a fire special event permit, and other applicable regulatory agencies. Next slide. So with that being said, staff recommends the zoning administrator approve the requested minor use permit for application 2025-00089 pertaining to 310 Harbor Drive and adopt the attached draft resolution. Staff finds the proposed project or proposed events is in conformance with the criteria listed in Sausalito Municipal Code 10.58.050, subsection 8 through I, and Sausalito Municipal Code 10.44.310, which pertains to temporary uses and events. With that, that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Associate Planner Blair, for the presentation. Always a thorough presentation, and nice to see some of the concepts for events that are being proposed by the applicant summarized so nicely. I think first off, I'll just say really agree with the findings that you've made, particularly in connection with harmony as related to our waterfront districts and leveraging that great asset that we have right in front of us at the City of Sausalito. I'll move into questions. Considering the short timing from now until the boat show, and I appreciate that this event permit does apply to multiple events, but we do have one event that is included in this approval coming up very shortly. Do you have a sense of the status of the submitted building permit applications as I think we intend on making that a requirement? Just want to make sure it's feasible for them to receive that application and identify any alternative pathways as needed. I do note there may be 2 required building permits for the event, or at least 2 elements that would go into a building permit. Could you comment on that?
Sure. Yeah, so staff is aware that the applicant has been diligently working with the building division, notably our building official. I touched base with the building division this morning to get an update on the status of the building permit, and they indicated that it is feasible for the applicant to obtain their building permit to host these proposed temporary events.
Great. Well, I'll consider that very good news and happy to hear that applicant is working in lockstep with our building official and building officials providing the comments and direction that applicant needs. Thank you for that. I do have some other questions, but I think that they're probably more appropriate for the applicant. So thank you, Associate Planner Blair. I'll invite the applicant up if they'd like to make a presentation of any kind, and you have up to 15 minutes. You can also reserve time as needed.
Great. Thank you very much. My name is Curtis Havel. I serve as Harbor Master for Clipper Yacht Harbor and am also acting as the applicant for on behalf of Clipper Yacht Company for this application. Thank you for the presentation. That was staff report was spot on. As a point of clarification, the use permit that we're seeking is to, we have this peninsula of land on the property that is a perfect venue to really showcase and enhance and promote Sausalito's waterfront. It gives us a wonderful opportunity for that. And that was the genesis of this entire application request. The idea of the use permit was to encapsulate a certain number of special events, temporary events on an annual basis in a 12 month period. So that we would have the ability to have some flexibility built into the application to accommodate for an event that requires a different tent layout or a different food truck layout or whatever the case may be. It was also an effort to streamline it so that it's something that when we come in, you know, part of the question in this process was we're not building anything permanent. So does it require a building permit or a special event permit? We have been working with the building department to clarify that. The city's actually been very cooperative and very helpful in terms of defining what the requirements are and the formatting for how we submit information. I'd like to get it to a point where if we come in, we have a clear expectation and understanding of what we need to provide the city for the city to do its review of these events so that we can get to the business of really highlighting and showcasing Sausalito's waterfront. Beyond that, I think we're excited to, you know, a lot of times when you look at the waterfront and Sausalito's maritime economy, there could be a fundamental assumption, which is incorrect, made that, oh, they're doing fine down there. I see the big new yachts. I see the people on their boats. They're rolling in the dough. The reality is if you look at the various, you know, Sausalito's waterfront, all these maritime operations are independently owned and operated, oftentimes family owned and operated, multi-generational. And we are using the boat show as a platform to come together, to advocate for one another, to advertise, to promote our businesses. We've seen other businesses along the waterfront doing something similar where they're trying to diversify how they're using their property. So I think Galilee Harbor has a use permit in for special events. Spalding Marine Center has or received a use permit for special events. And these are the kinds of things that synergistic effect that's happening is it gets the word out. It gets people down to the waterfront. It exposes to people to what we're actually doing down there and recognizing that, yeah, there is some glitz and glamour for sure. But there's also a very blue collar aspect to it where you'll see people with dirty fingernails walking around that have been working on the boat all day. And when they go home, they're going home to Novato or Santa Rosa, for instance, at Clipper Yacht Harbor. We have roughly 100 people working on the property. Six of those people live in Sausalito. So the part of this process, this permitting process that I've looked forward to is that opportunity to educate and really kind of help make a partner of the city, make a partner of the community so that we're all pushing in the same direction. So I'm happy to answer any questions about the project or about the maritime operation. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Havel, for your time. And could not agree more with some of the words of wisdom in connection with the value of the harbor and its impacts beyond Sausalito's borders as well. So appreciate that. I do have a couple questions for you. I did ask Associate Planner Blair about the building permit and the status there. I just wanted to kind of ask you the same question and get a little bit of discussion on record. Can you update us on the status of, from how you see it, the building permit submittal? And in an effort to ensure that we're all on the same page here.
Sure. There's two permits that we've actually submitted for. One is a fire permit. Or permit from Southern Wind Fire Protection District. And then the other, of course, is the building permit from Sausalito's Building Department. We did have a meeting both with Building Inspector Kenneth Henry as well as Chief Building Official Gary West. I was a bit perplexed at first as to why we would need a building permit. And as I understand it, we're really using the building permit as a opportunity for the city to have that moment to spot check the site prior to the event. So doing on-site inspections, making sure the tent tie downs are secure. That does overlap with the fire department and the things that they're looking at. So it's kind of a belt and suspenders approach as far as I can see it. My understanding is that the Parks and Recs department has an events permit, but that's for events on public lands. And there's no equivalent permit for events on private lands. So again, kind of going back to my comments from before, I'm looking forward to hopefully creating something with the city and partnership with the city that enables us to hit those necessary public and health and safety issues, make sure that it's a safe event, meet the city's requirements, and also streamline it so that we're minimizing the cost and time associated with getting a permit.
Thank you. I will just respond and say that temporary events on private property are permitted and permissible through our municipal code. So there is language for events on public property. I agree. There is also language for private property, and this is the route that you're taking with us now. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able to go through this route if that language didn't exist. I'm very much open to collaboration discussions with you as to how we can make this process as smooth as possible for event operators. This is not like one of those our fates are not aligned discussions. This is at least from my perspective, something that the city ought to be interested in supporting, because to your point, right, it only brings greater vibrancy to our waterfront and only puts us more on the map as far as ensuring that, right, our community members, but also visitors are pleased with what they're seeing in the city. And it also helps us to support our, right, more blue collar, as you put it, you know, working class maritime folks. So I think in all worlds, I'm happy to sit down with you and have that discussion. I should put that one on record. And we can start those discussions as early as tomorrow in connection with next year's events. So let's give ourselves as much insulation in advance of the events as possible. I think that we'll all appreciate that. Okay, on to the questions. In addition to the building permit answer that you gave, thank you. This is a little bit part and parcel of that. I note that there are 7 portable restrooms as part of the application. Do you know how many of those are accessible?
At least 2, 1 male, 1 female. Yeah. And I don't know if there's a 3rd for all gender. I would have to go back and double check the schematics.
Okay. Thank you. Can you, so I noted some food trucks on the site plan, I think 4. Are you partnering with any businesses in advance of these events? Do you know which trucks are going to be there? And would you mind sharing that?
I wish Mitch Perkins, the show organizer, was here, because at this point, that's something that the Sausalito Boat Show Planning Committee takes care of.
Yeah.
But the food trucks are local, and it really depends upon availability. So for instance, one of the food trucks that we were going to have was Fish Restaurant, but they were unable to attend due to other commitments. So now we're talking to Tommy's Salsa up in Novato. They've got a couple of food trucks and they do a fantastic product out of those. So that's the kind of last minute nimble footwork that needs to occur sometimes with these.
Yeah, understood. Well, and I know of certain food truck programs that are a little bit more, you know, we have a space for you. Feel free to show up if you like, kind of thing. So that's great. I did see a picture of a red carpet on Mr. Blair's presentation. I think that was in connection with the previous boat show. Are you going to bring back the red carpet for the boat show?
Yeah, I have a feeling that what the yacht brokers end up doing is out on the docks, they'll roll out red carpets along the dock, just kind of add a little bit of flair and fanciness to it.
Very nice touch. Yes. Yeah. Okay, that does it for my questions. Great. Thank you, Mr. Havel. And let the record show, we got 10 minutes and 47 seconds remaining for any rebuttal. Moving on to the public comment portion of the public hearing, looking to folks in the chamber, if anyone wants to provide public comment, looking to the Zoom application, seeing no raised hands. With that, I'll close the public comment portion of the public hearing. I'll move to the discussion deliberation decision. So thank you, staff. Thank you, applicant, for the presentation and the Q&A. Based on the staff report, questions asked and answered, and presentations from staff and applicant, I find no reason to deny the application and agree with the findings that Associate Planner Blair has made, particularly again about waterfront and harmony with that waterfront. With that said, I hereby approve and adopt the associated resolution approving the applicant's request for up to 5 temporary community events at 310 Harbor Drive with the following amendment to the resolution. So condition number 4, I'd like to slightly augment that to add to the end. The end of the final sentence of that condition. Final approval of the event layout shall be reflected in the issuance of a building permit, which is required for the event to take place. Number 2, I'd like to add some clarification language to number 3, condition number 3, which just states that this review is needed in connection with each individual event. Just looking to the applicant to see if there's any concerns or issues with those conditions.
You'll have to forgive me, but I couldn't find that. I looked online for the staff report and I couldn't find it.
Okay.
I went to eTracket.
There's a webpage, dedicated zoning administrator webpage, which has all of the attachments listed in connection with this event, staff report, agenda, resolution, and things. But if you're not able to locate it, which I appreciate, websites aren't always the easiest to navigate. Let me just maybe discuss it in real time. But I'm trying to simply make sure that you're getting the appropriate approvals from building, right? That's the spirit of the amendment. So condition 3 in attachment 2 to the resolution reads, applicant shall obtain a building permit for any structures on site as deemed appropriate by the official, including but not limited to state structures, such that the building official and or building inspector can ensure the safety of the structures prior to the event. My recommendation to Associate Planner Blair is that we just make a clarification to that condition that says that this requirement is needed for each individual event. Number 4, I just wanted to add a text to the final bit, and I'll just read out the bit. The building official and or building inspector shall conduct an on-site review to evaluate the event layout / site plan prior to each event. This review shall include the review of any tents, cooking areas, and structures to ensure the safety of these structures. And I did want to add, final approval of the event layout shall be memorialized via the issuance of a building permit, which is required for the event to take place. So it's just a little bit more clarifying language. I don't think it actually significantly augments the language that's already there.
after taking a super high speed look at the conditions of approval, they make sense.
Great.
And I think I understand your points clarifying. So yeah, no objection.
I appreciate that. And thank you for taking the extra time. Okay. With that, as stated, I think let's move forward with those proposed amendments. Associate Planner Blair, glad to hear from Mr. Havel that we're all on board. So yes, this resolution is hereby approved. The decision is based on the findings and conditions as stipulated in the resolution and as directed by the ZA to be amended in the conditions, particularly conditions 3 and 4 as stated. The approved plans are currently shown in attachment 2. And with these slight amendments, the minor use permit application is approved. Congratulations, that does it for this hearing. Next item is adjournment. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you, staff. Thank you, members of the community. We'll see you next time.